This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Denver, a jury awarded six people $20 million after a police officer shot into a crowd in July 2022. It's unclear how the money will be paid. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Denver police officer Brandon Ramos was among three officers who shot at a suspect who was seen pulling a gun from his waistband in lower downtown. But Ramos was the only one who also shot toward a crowd of people near a food truck, injuring six. He pleaded guilty in his criminal case and lost his peace officer's license, along with his job at DPD. In a civil case against the officer that wrapped late Friday, a jury awarded those six people with a few million dollars apiece. The mayor's office said the suit wasn't against the city, and they had no immediate comment. The officer's attorneys didn't either. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Comcast is cutting about 300 jobs in a South Denver suburb. The Centennial office is closing at the end of the year, according to documents filed with the state. Comcast says it will help affected employees transfer or relocate to other parts of the company. Once again, Colorado is number one with the country's lowest obesity rate. That's according to a report from the Trust for America's Health. But the rate of people with obesity is rising. Last year's 25% figure was a slight uptick from 5 years ago and a dramatic 15-point jump since the mid-90s. Obesity is linked with health problems like diabetes, heart disease, COVID-19 complications, and more. The age group with the highest rate is those 45 to 64, with an obesity rate of nearly 30%. This is CPR News and KRCC. Watch out for high winds and fire danger today. A red flag warning is in effect across much of the Front Range.